Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But, of course, we ask you to hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Major Frank Stoles, retired from the Marine Corps, and he's written a book called WMD, Attacks on America. And it's a fascinating book. Of course, it takes place with talking about an attack with the Iranians and Chinese going to war with America. And that may seem pretty far-fetched if you don't know that over in Israel today, most of the people in Israel believe that Israel will be attacking Iran within 6 months. Many people think it will be within 3 months. Iran has announced it's going to start selling its oil in March in euros. In other words, attacking the value of the special status of the American dollar as a reserve currency of the world. Is America going to sit back and allow that to happen? Remember that Saddam Hussein was going to do the same thing back in 2001, and you remember what happened to Saddam Hussein and to Iraq. Is there any way we could possibly get involved with a war with Iran and Syria? I would suggest that everything points to the fact we will be at war with Iran and Syria within a year. But be that as it may, this is a fascinating book. It's based upon fiction. But in the end, of course, it gets back to the fact that what are you going to do to protect yourself and your family? Major Stoles, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir, for allowing me to be on a guest on your program.
Well, tell us, what motivated you to actually to write this book?
Well, I've lived over in Saudi Arabia, as you probably know from reading the book, for many years, in fact, over 13 years, and also in other nations in that region. And I was quite familiar back in the 1980s, early 80s, that there was a growing hostility towards the United States throughout the region, and it was being inflamed by the madrasas and also by the various Islamic religious leaders, many of which we don't call terrorists per se, but they're the instigators behind the terrorists.
And, of course, they're the Wahhabi clerics, and they work closely with the Muslim Brotherhood. And the two of them together really are the major force behind this whole radical Islamic movement, aren't they?
Oh, yes, no question about that. And you have to remember that Saudi Arabia is a kingdom, and the king was helped by the Wahhabists back when he was taking over that region actually in 1932. And so his family has always been obligated to the Wahhabists. And the Wahhabists are much more fundamentalist and also radical now element in the Sunni portion of the Islamic religion.
What?
And so by having to acquiesce to much of their demands, the region of Saudi Arabia is very, very much tied to the Wahhabi clan and sect.
All right, be back here in just a moment with
yes, sir.
Major Frank Stoles. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon, Major Frank Stoles, he's retired from the Marine Corps and spent many years living in Saudi Arabia, recognizes, of course, the radical beliefs of the Wahhabis, and, of course, really the Wahhabi is the religion of Saudi Arabia. And they are protected by the feudal kingdom. The thing that's really rather distressing is the feudal kingdom seems to have the full backing of the American government. But be that as it may, there is when he was there, he realized the growing antipathy, the growing hostility towards America and our way of life. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, that's very much a fair statement. That was something that could not be misunderstood. During my entire stay there. And so, yes, you're correct in that account. There are people who have a few Saudi friends, but the Saudi friends are not really friends as we view them to be. These are people that you can count on for some things, but they still view you as an infidel.
And, Chris, the thing is that you foresee a war between the United States and Iran and the Islamic world?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I think the one thing that people don't seem to understand is that the Red Chinese have been behind much of what's going on today throughout the world with the Islamic terrorists. They've trained them. They've supplied them in many cases. And there's an agreement, an alliance, basically, between Saddam when he was in power and the Red Chinese, and also now between Iran and the Red Chinese. And to make this more frightening, there both of these groups are in an alliance with Latin American leaders and dictators.
And you're talking about Hugo Chavez and Lula and all of these, and they're really all aligned together against America. It's very difficult for the average American to realize that, you know, the Iranians and this whole radical terrorist movement is closely aligned with China, because we're funding China. We're building up their military technology. We're helping them. We're paying our great corporations to go over there. And the Red Chinese are helping and funding and trading the terrorists who are killing our boys. Doesn't make sense, does it?
No, none of this makes sense. In fact, there's quite a number of things that in my research and studies just don't add up. They don't make sense. It's almost like there's somebody overseeing this thing. It's obviously not Kofi Annan.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, our guest is Major Frank Stoltz. We're talking about what's going on, and of course, as Major Stoltz points out, why the Red Chinese are helping the Islamic terrorists. They're funding them. They're training them. They're giving them the supplies, and of course, we never talk about that. And as Major Stoltz was saying, as he analyzes what's going on, both in Asia and in the Middle East, a lot of this really doesn't make sense. It's almost as if, do you almost have a feeling as if there's some other X-Force out there that we really don't understand? Major?
Yes, sir.
All right. I mean, do you almost have a feeling there may be some other force out there that we don't quite understand?
Yes, I've been puzzled for some time. I've been one of these people that was quite against the many conspiracy theories that have been brought up over the years, but I've seen so much from the government, both inside and outside of the government, that is inexplicable. And you just sit there and say, well, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Why would we do that? And yet we continue to do so many things that don't seem practical and certainly don't seem beneficial to our nation, whether it's the open borders, whether it is supplying with Red China with the trade status they now have, where they can purchase portions of major corporations here in the United States. There's just so much going on, and it seems so puzzling to so many.
Well, it seems that we're doing everything we can to build up their military capacity, to transfer our most sensitive military secrets to them. It's almost as if we're building up the best enemy that our own tax dollars can buy, and it just doesn't make sense.
No, sir, it doesn't. And the one thing that I've thought of is, okay, and I know of general officers, and I know, of course, congressmen and politicians who who support this one world government theory and this certainly support the UN and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateralists, and the Bilderbergers and so forth. And I've always been skittish of the whole thing, but so much of it seems to be heading in that direction that it's hard not to make some judgments on this, because it seems like we're giving away so much and not even trying to prepare to protect our nation.
Well, I think
we have enough people that have told us that their interest is in our demise, and I'm one that believes them.
Right.
I'm not one like many in pre-World War II days who read Mein Kampf and then scoffed at it. The Red Chinese have written a book called Unrestricted Warfare. I've read it, and they tell you exactly what they intend to do. And it's the Mein Kampf of this century, and we don't seem to be paying attention to it. In fact, you won't find it in bookstores.
Well,
you have to get it over the website.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about your thesis. You feel that there is going to be a war between Red China and the Muslim nations and the United States. In other words, Red China will be aligned with the Muslim terrorists against the United States. At least that's the scenario that you lay out in the book.
That's correct. And inclusive in that is going to be the Latino terrorists, who are also in alliance with these other two groups. Many people don't realize there are 6 million Muslims in South America at the present time. There's a group of 1.3 million on a border between Bolivia, Brazil, and Paraguay and Uruguay. And you sit there and say, well, why would a million plus Arab Muslims go to that location? I mean, it's not like they want to learn Spanish and become Latinos. It just doesn't make any sense. And so that's why I say so much of this, no matter how you study it and view it, it's done purposely. It's not done in an arbitrary fashion. And yet we don't seem to understand the results that may occur from that.
Well, of course, now your book really, first of all, tells a fictional story of an attack on America, and, of course, the dilemma our leaders are put in after a number of our cities have been destroyed by nuclear weapons. But, of course, then part of your book deals with how can the average American begin to protect himself, because the government is not going to protect us. The government has done everything they could to discourage us from really being protected against the possibility of weapons of mass destruction. In fact, that's the title of your book. It's WMD, Attack on America. So why don't you pick up on that thought? Because you are concerned about the fact that the average American family is so unprepared.
That's correct, sir. What bothers me is that the government officials likewise are unprepared, and certainly if we ever had any question about that, the two hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, should have dispelled any questions that we might have had in our mind as to whether we are or not prepared.
But I understand
obviously
that they have,
we are not.
Obviously, they have made preparations for the elite in Washington, D.C. My understanding is they have underground cities for them, and I know that they have them here in Northern California, but that's not for the average person. That's only for a very limited number of people and their families.
That's correct, and that is why I believe that if some of these catastrophic events were to occur, that just like Rita, when you try to move 2 million people from the Houston and coastal areas into the inland portions of Texas, it was a nightmare just trying to get them there. They ran out of fuel. They didn't open up the proper lanes. Now, that was just because of poor planning. But the point is that these people were not coming to Austin and Dallas and San Antonio and so forth afflicted with any type of diseases or problems. They were simply avoiding a hurricane. And so if you have several million people trying to move in any direction, and they have contacted smallpox or anthrax or any of the other number of diseases, gases, or even radiation, the metropolises cannot handle those kind of loads. Doctors cannot sit there and do that kind of a triage with that many people. And so one of the problems is that there's insufficient medication because medications have shelf lives. And they're very costly to store. And the second part of that is that doctors simply can't do that. They don't have enough time to be able to determine what doses and medications should be given to each and every patient because it depends on their age, it depends on their other medical problems and a number of things that they wouldn't have time for. And so the more educated the American public is, the better prepared we would be and the less the first responders would have to handle, and they could handle those that might be in more need of it. We seem to be going about this in a very poorly planned manner.
Well, of course, one of the stresses of your book is that people should begin making plans for themselves. In other words, what are they going to do? Not is what the government's going to do, not what FEMA's going to do, not what George Bush is going to do, not what the military's going to do, but what are we going to do to be prepared for the very real possibility? And I think that at the present time in history, and I've been watching things for 43 years now, I have never had the feeling that we were as close to nuclear war as we are today. And I've told this several times recently, but talking to a missionary who's just here within the last 10 days from Israel, everybody in Israel believes that there will be an attack on Iran by March. Could that really be going up? For instance, I wonder how many of you out there in the listening audience heard that on the 17th of December, what was that, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, there was this assassination attempt on the president of Iran. Totally blacked out here in the United States, but widely known throughout the world. If you doubt that, you go up on Google and you do Google in assassination attempt on the premier or the president of Iran. How could you suppress that information in America? Very simply, you control the media. And they don't want, I think, the American people to realize that we are on the verge of World War III. And Dr. Major Stoltz has written a fascinating book talking about what we can do. So why don't you pick up what are the things people should be thinking about doing?
Well, amongst the things is, you know, just having a prepared kit. I have two daughters. They're both in their 30s. And I bought protective gear for them. I bought the gas masks, the latest ones, and that type of thing. But I've also had them make up kits so that if they had to leave, and one of my daughters has two children, they could go quickly and have everything they need to basically carry on, and they know where they're going. And basically where we're going, since we're in Texas, is to the Laredo border. And the reason is we can go into Mexico and get medications, and nobody's going to drop any kind of WMDs in that vicinity. Many of us would like to stay and help out, but we, unless you're part of some government or some authority, you're most likely going to be in the way rather than being helpful. And if they're spreading, if it's a spreading of disease or gases or things of that nature, then you're more apt to become a patient than a helpful responder. And so the point is, get out of the area where the contamination is in. And one of the things you'll find is that if you wait too long, then the government is going to restrict travel, and rightfully so, because they don't want it spreading all over. And so if you have the, know what the medications and the alternative medications are, then you have a much better chance of being able to protect your family, because that's really what you're trying to do, is protect your family.
And I think we should all start thinking about this sort of thing. Major Stoltz has done a lot of work, a lot of thought, and we'll be talking more about it in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Our Our 14th set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Major Frank Stoles, retired from the Marine Corps, but he is sharing his burden, and he's written a book about his burden, trying to warn the American people about the very real danger that we face. And the reason you don't know about it, ladies and gentlemen, is because they have a doctrine. It's called, well, at one time it was called mutual assured destruction. Now it is simply mutual destruction, or assured destruction, because in the case of a nuclear attack, why this country would be destroyed. Now, the other countries, they all have an anti-ballistic missile system. Russia has an anti-ballistic missile system. In fact, we had a very effective one back in the 1970s, but shucks, we just can't figure out how to build one today. Why aren't they protecting us? Well, that's a question that we can talk about another time, but Major Stoltz's book talks about the things that people should be thinking about now in preparation for the unthinkable. Major, where can people get copies of your book?
Well, if they'll go to my website, www, and then capital, WMD, and most people don't seem to understand. WMD means Weapons of Mass Destruction. And the site, again, is www.WMDterror.com. If they'll go to that site, they'll find they can buy the book in through the major bookstores can order it. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble and Borders. But we can also ship it to anyone wanting it as well.
All right. Do you have a telephone number you put out at all or so?
That's on that website.
All right,
and I have somebody else that's doing it, so I don't have that phone number just right handy.
Fine. So basically, if you get interested, but he's got a lot of suggestions about some of the more natural remedies and things that you can utilize, because, of course, you may not be able to get antibiotics and the other things which you ordinarily would expect, because the whole structure of society would break down. You know, for the average individual, they can't believe that happening here. I was in Germany after the Second World War. I was stationed as a medical officer in Frankfurt and in Munich and in a city called Mainz. And, you know, behind these beautiful facades of buildings, there was nothing but rubble as far as you could see. These once great towns, we saw Cologne. The only thing standing in Cologne was the cathedral there. Everything else was just rubble. And if it could happen with unsophisticated weapons, you know, in Germany, what could happen today with the weapons that we have, you know, 60 years later, weapons of terrible, terrible destructive force? And Major, why don't the American people ever think of this as a very real possibility, especially when we're doing everything we can today to inflame the anger of the Muslim people throughout the world?
I think the one reason that I've been able to discern is that the average American simply has never really had to give up anything, not since the end of World War II. And whether you go to the Korean War, Vietnam War, or anywhere else, nothing changed. The Ed Sullivan Show was on, or the Beatles were on, or the kids were driving their cars, or whatever. They never gave up anything. And so to them, it seems like, well, if the war doesn't work so well as in Vietnam, we can simply walk away and nothing will change. But they're badly mistaken, and I would refer everyone to a book called Unrestricted Warfare, written by the Chinese. And for those who are interested in the Muslim or Islamic side, there are any number of books. The latest one out, perhaps one of the better books, was the politically incorrect guide to Islam. And there's also a book by a young man, 19 years old, mind you, and his name is Ryan Maru. And the title of his book is Death to America. Basically, what he's done is he's shown that WMD weapons were, in fact, in Iraq, and he's taken the entire situation from back in the 70s, late 70s, all the way through present day, and he goes by year. And the problem is there's so much information in there that it's difficult for many to comprehend, even those of us who were there at the time much of this was happening. It just went on, and some of it was small and piecemeal, and others were things that we recall more, like 9/11 or the USS Cole bombing. But if you ask the average person, and even many of our military officers today, you know, do you recall what date the Cole was bombed? Well, it was bombed and it was hit on in the year 2000.
Hold that thought right back there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Caesar. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Major Frank Stolz. His book, WMD, Attacks on America. And, of course, if you want to get to his website, it's www.wmd, and that's in capitals, terrorism, wmdterrorism.com. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, having been analyzing this very carefully, realizing that in Europe today, and certainly in the Middle East, people are frightened to death that we are on the verge of a nuclear attack on Iran. And at that point, what will Red China do? They have strong ties to Iran. What will India do? Whose side will they be on? They're dependent upon Iran for their natural gas. Whose side is Russia going to be on? If indeed a war should come, or maybe it'll just be a limited nuclear strike, which you could certainly hope and pray that would be the case, but certainly Iran has, the leader of Iran, the president of Iran, has said Israel should be wiped off the map. He said this within the last month, and then he said there was no Holocaust, and then he said, you know, they ought to move Israel to Europe. After all, they falsified the Holocaust. They ought to have the Jews, so let's move them all there. Well, what sort of response is this going to be? I mean, is this really a rational sort of individual? And as I said, of course, within the last 5 days, there's been an attempt on the president of Iran's life. Not a word in the controlled media, but you can verify that upon Google. Just type in assassination attempt on Iranian president. Only one major media outlet in the United States carried it, and that was World Net Daily. All of the other media networks just simply censored that fact. A major effort to kill the president of a major country that is in conflict and may very well lead the world into World War III. How could you conceal that? Very simply, you control the media. You can control what the American people think. And most people have no idea how close we are to that nuclear Armageddon we feared for so long. So pick up the story there. Major, certainly you've recommended a number of things people can do and the things that they should have on hand and even some of the herbal products which you hope will be effective. What sort of things were you thinking of?
Well, there are alternative medications to everything from smallpox to anthrax. And in fact, we've had some of these medications used here in Texas back in the 1890s and on up. And some of them are local medications, of course, and then they become more sophisticated over the years. I'm certainly no doctor, and I make no pretensions of that. What I do recommend is that people go to their own doctors and double check everything that I have put in the book. And I also have websites to go to, such as CDC, FEMA, Red Cross, and all of the other major entities, to double check everything I have in there. But even in a novel portion of the book, I have websites to go to that backs up most of what I had in that supposedly fictional novel. And unfortunately, it is coming to fruition now, where many of the things that I had suggested in the fictional novel are now coming to pass. And I'm not happy with it, because I don't think some people understand that my purpose in writing the book is to educate and inform the American public and to alert the American public. It is not for self-aggrandizement. I'm just an old retired Marine officer, and I'm trying to help the country in the only way I can anymore. I can't go charging hills with rifle in hand anymore, and so I'm doing the best I can, but I really wrote this for my own family, and others liked it and wanted copies, and so I expanded on there, and to get the interest of others, I wrote the novel portion to go with it, which is more of a Tom Clancy type novel, but with a lot of backup, you know, that you can double check much of what I'm saying in there.
And I think that people have to understand that Iran has very sophisticated intermediate range missiles. It's got them from Red China and from Korea, and of course, they are accurate because we gave China equipment, we gave them the secrets that allowed them then to be able to MIRV and target their missiles very effectively. And now they've given it to Korea, and now they've given it to Iran. And so these missiles would certainly be capable of hitting Israel. Iran is buying $1 billion dollars worth of anti-aircraft missiles, anti-aircraft defensive weapons from Russia. Why at this time are they suddenly putting in all sorts of anti-aircraft batteries? Because they're expecting an air attack. But the average American goes blithely along as if nothing is happening, because the average American doesn't know any of these things.
I'm in complete agreement with you, and unfortunately or fortunately, there's been several notices on the websites as well as in newspapers with regard to how the Israelis might go about an air attack. I don't think that's what they'll do. I don't think they'll do that, because that's what they did in Iraq back in the 80s when they got rid of that nuclear plant. And I think what they'll use is missiles, because that way you don't lose any pilots. That is, you don't have to make rescue efforts. And a missile can strike rather quickly, and that defeats most of, if not all, of the anti-aircraft and that type of armament. Also, you can send unmanned aircraft.
And of course they can use cruise missiles, and they have actually the Israelis have three the very sophisticated submarines that they could bring very, very close to Iran and launch these cruise missiles at these specific targets. Incredibly accurate. And of course the only way, of course, they'd be able to get into the underground bunkers, where they would have to have nuclear warheads.
They have the larger missiles too. I don't think some of the people are aware of that. They have one missile that they expect can fly 7,000 kilometers. That'll hit probably any target whatsoever within Iraq.
Right. So within Iran, you mean?
Iran.
Right. So, I mean, we're already on the verge of World War III, and people go blithely along as if nothing is happening, because certainly I go to WorldNet Daily, World Affairs Brief every morning to pull down the articles from the Asian Times, the India Times, from Reuters, from BBC, what they're writing in Asia. The average American knows nothing other than what they get from Time, Newsweek, and U.S. News and World Report, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and CNN, all of which are controlled by exactly the same people. They control what the American people are thinking, and I think what your book really does, very effectively, is point out the fact that people are going to have to start making plans.
Yes, sir, and again, the one thing I want to make clear is that my book is not intended to frighten or panic the American public. And in fact, some movies and TV programs actually exaggerate the effects of WMD agents, such as one where one guy got smallpox, came into the U.S., and he infected 20, and they infected 20 more each. And so, you know, pretty soon you'd have the world infected. Well, it doesn't work like that. But it can scare many of the people into believing that. On the other hand, we have others who belittle or demean the effects of WMDs, and the true answers are somewhere in between. And no one is really certain what would truly occur under any planned WMD attacks or even accidental releases of various types of agents. We had 9 people die in South Carolina from a train wreck with chlorine gas. We've had 6 in Texas die from similar incidents with a train. So it doesn't have to be a terrorist attacking us. We have many things here in the U.S. that are quite toxic. And again, sometimes you have to leave the area till that dissipates, until they can take care of it. And again, where would you go, and what would you take with you, and how would you get to where you're going? And these things should be thought out by every American family, because New Orleans was a good example of people who could have gotten away but didn't. And in a case like a WMD attack, accidental or planned, you're not going to have the time element that you had waiting 5 days for Katerina to arrive, or Rita for that matter. And so you have to be prepared on a moment's notice to be able to move out and know where you're going. And we have lists of items in there that you should be considering. And again, I've written this for my own family. So I've tried to do it the best way I could to protect my own family members. So if anyone has recommendations to improve it, we're certainly game for that, because my book is also available as an e-book online. And so those are quicker and easier to change than the printed book. But, you know, there are many, many things that people need to consider, should be considering. And I think complacency seems to be taking hold with many, since nothing has occurred that they know of major proportions.
Well, it's here in California, to the credit of Maria Shriver. Why she has actually been on television a number of times. She's the governor's wife, and she's actually talked about making preparations. And they do have a website here in the state telling people to make preparations. This is only something recent. I've never seen it until Arnold Schwarzenegger became our governor. But he is not one of my favorite people. On the other hand, I congratulate him and his wife for warning the American people. Start getting prepared. We don't know what the future holds, but we are living in the most frightening times. We are not going to pull our troops out of the Middle East, no matter what they say. The Syria is targeted. In fact, that's where Saddam's weapons of mass destruction went. His chemical and biological weapons were actually taken into Syria. Have you heard that, Major?
Yes, in fact, that book that I mentioned, I know I shouldn't be promoting other people's books, but that young 19-year-old has all of that documented, and in fact, some of it went to Iran as well.
I think you're
absolutely. They have an alliance and agreements that were signed, and in fact, there's just a recent alliance agreement between Syria and Iran in case they are ever attacked to move those weapons into one state or one nation or the other.
And I think that's absolutely true. I've read exactly the same thing. But, I've been told this by the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Dor Gold, in one of our programs, that the weapons went into Syria. And certainly by Joel Skousen with American military intelligence, and Avi Lifkin, whose ties to the people in very key positions in Israel. And certainly there's articles in WorldNet Daily and the New American. And yet they've been totally able to confuse the American people, and we repeat over and over again, there were no weapons of mass destruction. Of course there were weapons of mass destruction. After all, we gave Saddam the material and the money to build them with. So why should we say there were none? It's amazing what you can convince the American people of if you control the flow of information. So those weapons are there, and maybe the president's ratings will go up. If we attack Syria and we find those weapons of mass destruction, he'll say, see, I was right after all. I was justified in taking us into this terrible war. But the question is not whether weapons of mass destruction. Were they ever a threat to the United States? Were Saddam's weapons a threat to the United States? Because if they were, the people who funded that should be tried for treason. And who funded it? Why, people in the first Bush administration, pardon, and certainly the president's father was instrumental in funding the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein built. We gave him about $5 billion so he could build those weapons, and then we wonder why he built them. We gave him the chemical and biological material. So we're living in very uncertain times, and I fear that those weapons are stored away, and they're going to one day be used.
Oh, I have little question of that. In fact, when the UN inspectors went into Iraq before the war, they were told that Iraq had destroyed many of these WMDs on their own. And so therefore the accountability of it, when you realized how much had been sent into the country from various sources, and what it was used for, and then you go to check on it and you find out, well, the Iraqis had said that they had destroyed this on their own and without anybody viewing it. To give you an example, unaccounted for VX gas, 1.5 tons, some 600 tons of precursor chemicals that could be used to make up to 20 tons of VX are also unaccounted for. Unaccounted for botulism toxin, 5,000 gallons. UN estimates that up to 38,000 may have been produced. Unaccounted for anthrax, 2,200 gallons. UN estimates that up to 25,000 gallons may have been produced. And then you've got precursor chemicals, unaccounted ricin, unaccounted for gas gangrene, unaccounted for chemical weapons munitions, over 30,000. And again, these people have not been able to do anything about it because they said they got rid of themselves on their own. Well, who would believe Saddam Hussein and his crew?
And in fact, recently, Gary Bauer, who's a propagandist for the Project for the New American Century, but I got something within the last 10 days, saying that one of the leaders of the Iraqi military had admitted that the weapons were taken to Syria, and yet not a word in the regular media. Now, if you want to check it out, go to the Internet, go to Google, type in Iraqi weapons or WMDs in Syria, and you'll find all sorts of references to it. Isn't that interesting? You can find it on the Internet, but you can't find it in Time magazine or Newsweek magazine or U.S. News and World Report or the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal, that great paragon of virtue. I wonder why they won't tell you what you can find on the Internet, or is it possible that we're not getting the truth? Well, Major, we've got about a minute and a half for you to wrap up the program and get out your websites just one more time.
Yes, sir. My website is www, and in capital, WMDTerror.com. If you go to that website, that's where you can locate the book. It has reviews from others, including a former head of the Atomic Energy Commission who set up bombs in Nevada for 11 years, and a number of other people, and I'm hoping that Doctor, you might add a note or two to the reviews for me. In that, this helps get the book out because it's a print-on-demand book, and therefore it's not in the stores and very difficult to do unless you get enough books sold. It'll never be in the stores.
All right, well, we're out of time.
So any help that we can get from any quarter, we appreciate very much, sir.
God bless, and thanks very much for being with us, and have a wonderful, very Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
You too, sir. God bless. Bye-bye, sir.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is a time I'd just like to mention we do carry an excellent book. It's called Inside the Red Zone by Igor Shafid, who was actually trained in Moscow and by the Russians as far as chemical, nuclear, and biological warfare. And his book has a lot of great information in it. That's Igor Shafid's book, Inside the Red Zone. Good story, very dramatic story, and then, of course, a lot of good sound information there that we certainly recommend. and we recommend that people give serious consideration to begin preparing if you do not have, at the present time, a water filter of some sort. You have to have some means of getting safe water, either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light, which you can get through Radio Liberty. And if you get them through us, well, you'll get a four-tape set or a video that we produced free of charts. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will begin studying the things we're talking about. Why don't you go up on the Internet and look up under Google Iraq weapons of mass destruction in Syria, and you'll find out that that's where they are. So why is the president saying, well, we were wrong, we had faulty information? Well, maybe he really doesn't know. That's quite possible, but everything is manipulated. I'm sure, though, that his prestige, his ratings will go up when, not if, but when we attack Syria. I think it's only a matter of time before we're at war with Syria, before we are at war with Iran. And all I know is what I read, articles coming out of the Middle East and about Asia Times, India Times, and they all think that we are going to be at war very, very soon. And yet the average American goes blithely along as if there's never care at all. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to make preparations. We are responsible for looking after ourselves. And we have several people that do help Radio Liberty. We have certainly Bob Griswold. We have Richard Maniker. And they both provide the items that you should seriously be thinking about. If you need more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Start making preparations for the unthinkable, before the unthinkable becomes a reality. Now, this is the time, or the last time I'll be talking to you before Christmas is here. And there has been a conscious effort for many years to destroy Christianity in America. That is why the Supreme Court took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and the nativity scenes and Christmas celebrations out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. That is why the motion pictures that have a strong Christian message are attacked and vilified by Hollywood, why Mel Gibson's film could not be distributed through regular channels in the United States. And people will say, well, it's a Zionist conspiracy, and it's not a Zionist conspiracy. It is a satanic conspiracy. There really are people who hate the God of the Bible. And, of course, we see this time and time again, and we saw this Christmas season, as it was an organized effort to change from Christmas season to holiday season, and to call Christmas trees holiday trees, and to say Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas. Well, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. He had a ministry, and it only lasted for a little over 3 years. He never wrote a book, he never led an army, he was never elected any political office, and yet the impact of this one life on civilization, on the entire world, is more than all of the writers and all of the generals and all of the leaders put together. Whose name do we associate with the date? We have A.D. and B.C. Jesus Christ, it was his birth. And that is a watershed event for the world. And when we begin to understand the profound impact that Jesus has had on what is going on today, when you see the effect of his message transforming lives, when you see the prophecies and the revelation coming true, that soon you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number 666. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas to you, and remember, we do have a Savior. Things are not hopeless as long as we turn to him at this time. Have a wonderful and Merry Christmas.